President Barack Obama wrapped up his African trip addressing 1 billion people at the African Union in Ethiopia.
I stand before you as a proud American. I also stand before you as the son of an African. Africa and its people helped to shape America and allowed it to become the great nation that it is, and Africa and its people have helped shape who I am and how I see the world.
Obama was the first American president to address the African Union in the institution's 52-year history. He said that the U.S. is increasing trade with Africa, but he repeated what he's been saying throughout his trip to Africa in Kenya and now again in Ethiopia, that there's a need to end corruption.
Nothing will unlock Africa's economic potential more than ending the cancer of corruption. And when someone has to pay a bribe just to start a business, or go to school, or get an official to do the job they're supposed to be doing anyway, that's not the African way. It undermines the dignity of the people you represent. Only Africans can end corruption in their countries.
Obama said it's criminal networks which are fueling corruption, threatening wildlife and tourism that Africa counts on. He said America stands with you in putting a stop to wildlife trafficking. And he said the most powerful antidote to corruption is the new generation of youth and strong institutions where there's a shared vision of a peaceful Africa. Obama urged African leaders to leave office peacefully after their terms expire.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Now, let me be honest with you. I do not understand this. I am in my second term. It has been an extraordinary privilege for me to serve as the President of the United States. I cannot imagine a greater honor or a more interesting job. I love my work. But under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win. But I can't.
Obama said he doesn't understand why people want to stay so long, especially when they have a lot of money.
When a leader tries to change the rules in the middle of the game just to stay in office, it risks instability and strife, as we've seen in Burundi. And this is often just a first step down a perilous path.
The president said it's the African Union which can assure that leaders abide by their term limits. His comments urging a peaceful transition of power in Africa come as lawmakers in Rwanda consider removing presidential term limits from the country's constitution. That could also allow the current president of Rwanda to extend his rule beyond two terms. In Burundi, the country's president was just elected to a third term, even though he's limited to two terms by the country's constitution. Obama said when a leader tries to change the rules in the middle of the game just to stay in office, it risks instability and strife. Obama said he's fine with leaving office after two terms, that he's looking forward to leaving behind all the trappings of office, including his security detail, and having more flexibility to do things like travel to Africa, which resulted in thunderous applause. Obama departed Ethiopia today. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.